Sudanese security forces stormed a human rights meeting in Khartoum on Sunday evening, detaining at least 30 people and confiscating laptop computers and personal belongings. Sudanese and European lawyers and rights activists were held for nearly 4 hours. Participants later reported that some were beaten. A small crowd of onlookers kept vigil outside of the meeting hall. Journalists and colleagues of the detained participants were repeatedly pushed back by plainclothes Sudanese security. Upon their release, furious participants railed against security forces. Ali Muhammad Ali is a Khartoum-based human rights lawyer and one of the meeting's organizers.
After we finish the session, they attack us. They rush inside the room of the conference without saying any justification for this. And they confiscate the laptops, any electronic devices. After 4 hours, now they release the people without saying any justification also for this confinement.
A man identifying himself as a Sudanese security official later told onlookers that the Sudan government was simply trying to prevent crowds from forming. The government has repeatedly been accused of human rights abuses, including torture and illegal detention, by rights organizations worldwide. A Darfuri activist who would identify himself only as Taj, for fear of retribution by the Sudan government, said the detention was typical behavior by national security.
What happened here, it is just one-tenth, one-hundredth of what's going on in Darfur. Nobody was killed. It is torture. It is bad incident from security. But what this government is doing for us in Darfur, this is nothing.
European citizens from Amnesty International, the International Bar Association, and the European Commission were detained along with Sudanese. Members of those groups say there was no reason for the detention. Theo Murphy is a researcher with Amnesty International. Mr. Murphy says restrictions on public meetings have been relaxed since the signing of a peace agreement that ended Sudan's civil war 1 year ago.
It's absolutely not an illegal meeting. With the interim constitution that lifted the state of emergency, there is no such thing as an illegal meeting anymore. And furthermore, we were also invited by the government. We were given permission to come and attend this meeting.
The Sudan government released no official statement on the detention, but Sudan Parliament member Ghazi Suleiman told VOA that security is tight because of the African Union summit. The AU summit, which begins Monday, has been marred by debate over who will assume the chairmanship. Traditionally, the summit's host nation chairs the summit, but rights groups have complained that Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir should not assume the post due to his government's rights record in the war-torn Darfur region. Noel King for VOA News, Khartoum, Sudan.